In Baghdad, U.S. General William Caldwell identified Abu Musab al-Zarqawi's probable al-Qaeda successor.
This is Ayub al-Masri. This is the individual at this point that we've established is probably the person that's going to go ahead and move to and take over and be responsible for the leadership role here in Iraq.
Caldwell said al-Masri, an Egyptian, is a senior al-Qaeda member operating primarily in southern Baghdad. Although an Islamic militant website lists a different name, the U.S. believes it is the same person.
Al-Masri's intimate knowledge of al-Qaeda in Iraq and his close relationship with AMZ operations will undoubtedly help facilitate and enable them to regain some momentum.
Further assessment on al-Masri is necessary, Caldwell said. Al-Qaeda has sworn vengeance for al-Zarqawi's death. The House of Representatives held an extended debate on the U.S. role in Iraq and the war on terrorism. Some Republicans argued for the passage of a resolution declaring American troops will remain in Iraq until the country is free and secure. Florida's Republican Representative Lincoln Diaz-Balart.
We cannot wait until international terrorism attacks us. We must take the war to international terrorism and defeat international terrorism before the terrorists attack us.
The Democratic Party's James McGovern of Massachusetts is concerned there is no timeline for withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq.
Under the current policy, the mission in Iraq is never ending. The resolution before us asks us not just to stay the course, but to stay forever.
The U.S. military reports its 2,500th fatality in Iraq. Some experts feel the Republican Party push to pass the resolution in the House and President Bush's recent surprise visit to Iraq are both part of an effort to build political momentum going into midterm elections. Public opinion polls taken in the U.S. since al-Zarqawi's death reflect growing optimism for long-term stability in Iraq. However, the violence in Iraq continues as gunmen attacked a mosque in Tikrit. Ernest Leong, VOA News.